Clinton to Clemsbury.
Thank you for the invitation. So we'd like to talk about surgeon's properties of this transcendental theory with this culture constructed for partition function from stochastic functions. So what is the motivation of considering the surgeon's means transcendence here? Why do we pick transcendence here for this? First reason is that there is almost no renormalization transcendence theory. There is only one loop renormalization. Therefore, we expect that it should have simple certain properties, as we will have just, for example, a finite dimensional integral. Same kind of non-trivial. Non-trivial because there's still some non-trivial dependence on the partition function on the coupling constant. The second reason is a relation of resurgence to category. To consider transcendence here in closed semi-folds, but let me first make a quick detour. And instead of closed semi-folds, let me consider a knot in S3 or in R3. So it was showed in late 80s by Witten. If one can consider the so-called polynomial associated to a knot K, which is some polynomial in Q with integer coefficients, and observe that it can be realized as a certain parse integral in transcendence here. Some action S A and do some loop insertion where we insert the loosen loop along the knot K. So let me remind you that the transcendence action of a connection A is given by the following integral. A is a connection 1, 4. So I didn't turn.
No, no, it should be on. So here we take an integral over all connections on S3, modulo Gaussian summations. And the statement is that, so here we have a coupling constant K0. The statement is, first let us introduce a shifted coupling constant. So I will consider, in my talk, I will consider transcendence for gauge group SU2. So I consider integral over all SU2 connections on S3. So first I make the following redefinition of the coupling constant. And if I want to relate it to John's polynomial of not K, I need to make the following identification. Q is related to the coupling constant K is 2 pi over K. Now, from the usual quantum field theory point of view, it's we expected to, we in the quantum field theory, we usually can calculate perturbative expansion. It's natural to calculate perturbative expansion in the coupling constant. And it would have the following form. Some series in 1 over k. And then it turns out that from quantum field theory point of view, it's very non-trivial that what we can resum the series in K and get some simple function of Q, which is just a polynomial. The fact that the coefficients of this polynomial are integer numbers was one of the motivation of introduction of a strong invariant of a knot, which is called Kovanov homology. So it's an invariant of a knot valued in vector spaces, namely, for a knot we associate some doubly graded vector space H, so that the Jones polynomial of a knot is given by a graded Euler characteristic of this vector space. So in order to, in principle, be able to introduce some vector space like this, it was very important that you have a coefficients for integers. So now let us ask a similar question for three manifolds. Let me take M3, some closed three manifold, and I can consider the partition function of my SU2 level K transignments here on M3, which again will be the following fast integral over SU2 connections on M3, model Lagrange transformations. So again, it is known, for example, how to calculate this invariant for integer k's. So first of all, in order to pass integral to be well defined, k0 should be integer, and therefore k is also should be integer. And there is also, if, for example, if three manifold is given by some dense surgery, it's usually the direct procedure how to calculate, for given value of k, how to calculate this number. And in mass literature, this invariant of three manifolds is usually called WRT invariant, Wittenberg-Schtig-Drive invariant. Another way is, instead of calculating for integer values of k, we can also consider perturbative expansion in k. And there are also systematic way to calculate perturbative expansion order by order. So now one can ask a question. In this case, can we some sort of resum the series to obtain something which is a nice function of Q, or and then the next order question would be, is this function of Q has some integrality properties? Do we get some series in Q with integer coefficients? So first, for generic three manifold, this series has zero radius of convergence. So we need some sort of understand well how to resum this series. So we need a resurgence technique to do this resummation. So let me say a few words. Why do we actually expect that something like this would be true for general three manifold? So as was shown by Witten, You can realize Chern-Simons theory. Let me take UN level K Chern-Simons theory on M3. So you can realize it by considering N D3 brains on R plus times M3. So we consider D3 brains, so N equals 4 UN superring mills on a half line times M3, so that on the end of half line, we put boundary condition corresponding to introducing an S5 brain. And here, we want to put a since on infinity we put a, want to put a boundary condition such that the connection in the 4D theory tends to a flat connection on M3. So there's some boundary condition labeled by say alpha choice of flat connection. Now, what one can do is first to do S-duality, which will change in S5 brain to D5 brain, and then T-duality. So this gives me the picture of instead of D4 brains ending on D6 brain. And then we can first lift it to M theory, and we'll get M5 brains and M5 brains on M3. Times, so when we add, when we lift to M0 D4 brains ending on D6, we get a cigar geometry which corresponds, where the tip of the cigar corresponds to the KK monopole related to D6 brain times S1. So cigar is essentially a disk, and on a disk we also have to put some boundary condition, let's call it B. So from this point of view, we expect this partition function, the partition function of this geometry of, to be an index of the Hilbert space of effective quantum mechanics we should get on S1. So the partition function should be a trace over some Hilbert space labeled by B minus 1 to the F, and we also can insert, since there is a U1 symmetry associated to rotating the cigar, let's call it generator of this U1 symmetry by L0, we can also insert some the corresponding fugacity Q. And this quantity is, from physics point of view, it must be Q series with integer coefficients. So on the left-hand side, so we expect to have SU2, sorry, UN level K Chern-Simons theory. So here, I want to relate the coupling in my N equals 4 superring mills to the level K like this. And the statement is as a contribution from the of Chern-Simons theory corresponding to a particular flat connection, let me call it A here, as a function of K. So if I somehow analytically continue it with respect to K, should be related, simply related to this quantity. The precise statement should involve some non-trivial linear transformation, which correspond to the fact that we, here we used S duality. There should be some linear transformation with some matrix S, which gives me this. So can I indeed check, do some resummation? So the goal of my talk is to verify, is it possible indeed to do some resummation of perturbative series? So the result will be, and then do some linear transform, so the result will be Q series of integer coefficients, which I then can interpret as the index of M5 brains in this, of M5 brains on M3 times disk.
What does the index A be labels in the ranking?
Sorry? I mean, the index is labeled by...
The index for S, A, B.
This S, A, and B. S, A, B.
Yeah, that in, what does that label?
Well, here A is a choice of flat connection on M3, and the, here is a choice of boundary condition. Here, the boundary conditions essentially should be also the same. From this point of view, the same index B should be appeared as a boundary condition here, or boundary condition on this D3 ending on S5 system. So this should be indexed from the set, some of the same space essentially. But one should be able to understand the boundary conditions here in terms of flat connections. And then we do the same is that in order to realize the contribution from transignment theory for a particular flat connection A. So to be precise, we what we want is a transignment on a particular Lefschetz symbol, which I will explain later what is this. So the same is that it should be related by some linear transform to this quantity which has integrative property. A priori, I want to emphasize this is not an obvious statement because so in case of Jones polynomial, there is an intrinsic formula which gives me the Jones polynomial of a knot as a polynomial in Q. In terms of transignment theory on a three manifold, we only can it's only accessible as a as a some number for particular choice of k of the level, there is usually no analytic formula, or as a perturbative expansion. Questions?
Yeah. Was the series there just convergent? When you say you can do perturbation theory and then you just get equals the Jones polynomial there?
In this case, yeah, they turn out to be convergent, the infinite radius convergent. In this case, if you try to do this for generic C-manifold, they have zero radius convergence.
And so is the answer that you got this result, it's true, or?
Yes, I mean, I want to say there is a particular procedure to resum the series, which gives you, which produces in a series in Q with intercoefficients, yes. Yes, this is the result.
Equals
Sorry, what do you mean? What?
Like, does it give the Reshetic and Triop invariance? Is that?
Well, okay, the statement is that, so if you have series in Q, if you take, I mean, this is a series convergence in a unit, inside the unit circle, so you want to make a statement that the outer limit, like if you then take a limit when Q goes to root of unity, yeah, you recover WRT invariant. But the point is here is that you want to, from the physics point of view, you want to kind of define invariant, not this, which is gives you some number for integer, for the choice of integer k. You want to kind of try to introduce invariant, which is for a C manifold associates you Q series, some power series invariant. Other questions. So to make a more precise statement, so I want to give you a brief review of resurgence, some of the resurgence techniques. Namely, I want to talk about relation between general relation between Borelli summation and some sort of Picard-Lefschetz theory. And So this is mostly based on some classical works and their more recent, more modern approach, which was done by Witten and also Kantsevich. But my goal is to understand those statements on the level of Borel resummation. So let me first kind of consider some abstract finite dimensional integral over some contour in some complex space. Let's take it for simplicity to be just CM, half dimensional contour. And I want to consider the integral of this form where S is some holomorphic function. And the idea is then to apply this to the case of Chern-Simon theory. So first of all, as usual with such type of contours, it's only the result only depends on the topological class of gamma, namely on the class of gamma in the relative mid-dimensional homology of my ambient space CM, where I allow contours to end on a particular subspace of the boundary, such that the e to the action goes to zero, essentially. So such that minus the real part, the minus real part of IKS is large. So if I have my kind of space CM, there is some subset of boundary where I allow my contours to end. So I can understand the action, or namely 2 pi I time action, as a something which provides me a vibration of CM over C. Right, this is map from CM over C. And then, so that the fiber for given X is just the some complex variety, if you wish, defined by this equation. Okay, I have a, let me try to, okay, let me. So there's a base of my vibration, and the vibration has some singular fibers, which are at critical values of my action. So this is some points where my fiber becomes, so we suppose a general point, my fiber looks like this. At singular point, it degenerates. And so let me denote critical values of function. That is the values for which for critical. So my critical manifolds are I denote by, let's say, M alpha. These are, so the joint union of M alpha is a space of where the derivative of the action is zero. And the critical manifolds, they are, they belong to singular fibers. So in the case of isolated critical points, so these are just the points. So I have some points here. This is my isolated critical points. But in general, I can assume that for my application, I can always assume that this has the following form. This is T star of some lambda alpha. This is some real compact manifold. Now let me consider. So at each point, I have some fiber, and I can consider the middle dimensional homology of my fiber. And suppose I pick a choice of generators of a middle dimensional homology of my fiber. So I will denote by them gamma star alpha. So these are essentially some cycles in my fiber. So here, for example, I have just one cycle. And what happens at the critical points is that the cycle degenerates. So I can choose, the statement is that I can always choose my mid-dimensional cycles in the fiber such that at psi alpha degenerates to lambda alpha. So in the case, in the simple case when the critical point is just a isolated point, I have a mid-dimensional cycle, it just shrinks to a point. I have a vanishing cycle. And now, so this is what I need in order to introduce what is called Lefschetz symbols. So this will be some contours which I label by gamma alpha, and these they will be generators of my original relative homology space. And I can construct them as follows. So that locally, they are vibrations over some line. In my base, this fiber being equal to this mid-dimensional cycle in the fiber, which I denote by gamma alpha star, so that the uh, So that the my array, so gamma alpha is essentially array which starts at the point at the critical value xi alpha and goes in the direction which is determined by the argument of my coupling k. So for given k, I have some ray going on the base, and so the cycle, so in this case, cycle gamma 1 essentially looks like this. So that at each point, I have gamma 1 star. And I can do this in this, do this because my gamma, I can do this for, consider this for regression over half line, because at the end of the line, my cycle vanishes, it degenerates. And the statement, the unreal statement is that I can always choose a basis in my space of contours generated by this what is called Lefschetz symbols. So any contour gamma can be effectively decomposed into Lefschetz symbols, which I define as false. Questions? So alternatively, one can define a Lefschetz symbol as a set, as a space spun by the steepest descent flow starting from lambda alpha, which is here. But in this, so this way to introduce them is a more topological. Since we only the answer only depends on the topology of these contours, this is probably more natural.
The gamma alpha, its definition isn't depending on the action.
It depends only on the. So the, here I can see that the action is fixed.
Mm-hmm.
But I can vary my coupling constant k, and the it depends on the choice of the coupling constant k. So the direction in which I take the ray here is determined by the argument of the coupling constant. This is because I need my action to become to vanish at the end here.
But if you just know about the coupling constant, then how do you know that you're gonna like you want that condition, but you didn't depend on S at all. You see what I mean?
Sorry, which condition?
So the you want indeed that minus the real part of IKS is large.
Yes.
As you go to infinity.
I mean,
your definition of gamma alpha, you're not. Like
so it does. I mean, I picked here is a particular set of contours which satisfies this condition, right?
You're trying to define them, yeah.
So when S is the map to the base, we're doing something on the base, we already have S.
I mean, this statement ensures that this gamma alpha indeed belongs to this relative homology.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood, I'm sorry, yeah. I understand now.
Because here, I mean, the value of the action, if I go around on the fiber, the value of the action doesn't change. The value of the action only depends on the position of the base.
Yeah, no, I totally.
That's why this picture
yeah.
with vibration is important.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, I realize.
No, it's okay. Other questions? So then I can conceive, since any contour can decompose into this contours over Lefschetz symbols, I can consider just integral over particular Lefschetz symbol gamma alpha. And what I can do, I can first integrate over fiber and then only leave the integral over the ray here. therefore I can rewrite effectively as an integral over my array alpha of some function b alpha of c times 2 pi I, sorry. The way I defined, the way I define my fibration is like this. So this is a, where my variable psi lives. It's like this, where this is just an integral over a fiber, of a mid-dimensional cycle in a fiber of some m minus 1 form, which I can formally define it like this. This is some m minus form on the fiber psi c. So of course, I can essentially, if I do the proper charge of coordinates, if I pick some coordinates on the fiber, I can reduce this and gives me a well-defined m minus 1 form. Now, you can argue that the function, so you just, what you finally get is a function of psi. It doesn't depend on anything else. It only depends on your geometry. So you can argue that it has expansion of the following form when psi is around psi alpha, the critical value of the action, the point where the fiber, where the cycle degenerates and goes to zero. So it has expansion of this form over integers with some offshoot in the powers, which is related to dimension of your critical. So it's related to dimension to lambda alpha over. Okay, of course, with some coefficients. And the point is that you can also argue that this has finite radius of convergence. So you can understand this B of alpha is some sort of volume of your mid-dimensional cycle, of the compact, some compact cycle in the fiber, volume with appropriate meaning. Meaning this is a B in a volume form. And now, but you also can consider the asymptotic expansion of this integral in K. And since you have the following simple relation, basically related to this expansion by Laplace transform. Gamma is a usual gamma function. And this is just as an asymptotic series, divergent, generically. And of course, I can understand the arrow back as taking the Borel transform. So the functions B alpha of psi has a meaning of analytically continued of the Borel summation, the analytically continued Borel transform of this series. So I wanted to show that if I consider integral over the Lefschetz symbol and do the So I studied asymptotic expansion. Do Boyle summation. And so I will recover. So okay, let me rephrase it the other way. So I can consider asymptotic expansion of some integral which passes through the critical point labeled by alpha. And so the statement is that if I do Borel summation with a particular choice of direction of my ray here, what I recover is exactly integral of the Lefschetz symbol. But the thing is that, in general, so the choice of my basis here in the fiber, basis of the middle dimensional homology, is only well defined locally. So in general, if I go around some single around a single fiber in my fibration, I can as usual I can have some monodromy. So if I have some generator of my homology gamma alpha star, it can change when I go around my critical value, critical point xib, I can get contribution from the cycle which vanishes here. So similarly, since B, the function of xi, is just integral over the cycle, I get a corresponding monodromy of my function B. So I can understand this way. I can understand Borel transform as being some as a family of Borel transform as some multivalued function, which has monodromy properties described by the topology of my fibration. In particular, it follows that.
Sorry, can I ask a question? What contour do you have to integrate this B to get to find the answer?
So you have to integrate over the middle dimensional contour in my fiber.
No, I mean the B of xi, then you have to integrate on xi to get the answer.
Oh, to get an answer, you integrate over this gamma, which is a ray in your base, the projection of your Lefschetz symbol, this cycle, which is just a ray defined by this equation. It starts at critical value xi alpha, critical value of the action xi alpha, and goes in the direction described by the argument of your coupling constant k. So it's not this kind of generalized Borel generalized Laplace transform where you choose a particular angle of your ray. It's not just over the positive part of the real axis, but for the general angle, which depends on the choice of the coupling constant. So since B has non-trivial monodromy, it follows that B alpha xi, if the coefficients are non-zero, so B alpha xi has singularity at xi B. So you also can understand Stokes phenomena from this point of view. So if you consider for example, Lefschetz symbol associated to a critical point alpha, consider the integral over this Lefschetz symbol, and suppose so let me denote the angle given by the line connecting two points alpha and beta by let's say theta alpha beta. So if you consider Lefschetz symbol with for the argument of the k being equal to theta alpha beta minus some epsilon, so it's a bit my ray is chosen to be a bit below this line. So since I have a non-trivial monodromy of my B, the Lefschetz symbol should be related to the following combination of the Lefschetz symbols. For the argument K being theta plus. Okay, now let me make some statements about transcendence here in particular. So you can apply all this technique to transcendence theory. So you want to understand analytically continued transcendence theory as some sort of integral over some contour. Suppose I consider SU2 transcendence in the space of SL2C connections. If I understand SL2 as a subgroup in SL2C, so first of all, since if I want to allow non-integer value of k, I want to consider universal cover of my space of connections, because I cannot. So naively, I just take some. I just take the space of SL2C connections divided by gauge transformations. But since if I take non-integer value of k, the path integral is no longer invariant on the large gauge transformations. I can only consider gauge transformations connected to one, to trivial. And this corresponds to taking the universal cover of the original space of connections. So I have some critical manifolds, which I previously denoted M alpha. And so the label alpha can be separated and be stood as a pair of labels. Alpha bar, which labels the connected component in the moduli space of flat connections on M3 with a gauge group being SL to C. But since I didn't divide by the large gauge transformations, for each connected component of the model space well connection will have infinite number of copies associated by related to taking a different value of Chern Simons action. So different copies will have Chern Simons value different by integer number. So this belongs to some Chern Simons. This number here belongs to Chern Simons invariant space of the following numbers. Chern Simons invariant of the of my plug connection, which is defined only modulo 1 plus all integers. So this means that, for example, if I can consider the corresponding singularity, the singularities on the Borel plane corresponding to Borel plane being just the base of my information I considered earlier, I can have a sequence, the tower of critical, I always can have a tower of critical values which different by integer number. So it's usually important to differentiate flat connections in on a three manifold by the following two types: abelian, such that the stabilizer group is non-trivial. Or irreducible. A stabilizer group, I mean stabilizer group of the SL to C acting on the space. And the stabilizer group is, so for irreducible for connection, the stabilizer group is just plus minus one, the center of my SL to C. So now consider the case when M3 is a cipher vibration over S2. So for example, one of the examples is a Poincaré homology sphere. This can be also defined by S3 divided by the some finite group, finite A8 group. So if you pick one can make the following statement. So consider a particular abelian flat connection and consider the Borel transform of the corresponding perturbative expansion. So it turns out that you have a singularities all living in the positive part of the imaginary axis. And then I can define the following quantity. So I take, I consider integrals over rays, which are a little bit before or after the imaginary axis. I'll denote them by gamma alpha minus and gamma alpha plus. So as I showed before, these integrals, the integrals over this rays can be understood as the integrals over Lefschetz symbols. And I can consider the following half sum. And of course, if I want to, I can use my Stokes phenomenon to always express this as a linear combination of Lefschetz symbol for a particular choice of my coupling constant k. But in this way, I do it in more compact fashion. So now I can make I want to make two statements about these quantities, which one can check explicitly for various particular examples. So the statement one is the following. If you sum up all these quantities over all abelian connections, weighted by the e to the Chersonis action of the corresponding abelian connection, and you take this for integer value of z. So this is the left hand side is some formula which is defined for any k. So you get the value of WRT invariant for the corresponding value of k. And the second statement is the following. So if you consider the following linear transform of these quantities, you get a something which is up to overall shift, belongs to a power series in Q with integer coefficients. And this matrix A, this matrix S, is something which is actually quite universal. It depends only on the homology of your three manifold. And this is a, this is essentially a show. So if I, if sorry, this is B here. So if I wish, I can always replace this. So if I choose a particular argument of k, I can always express it as a particular combination of Lefschetz symbols. And then I get, I did get a formula which I announced before in the beginning of the talk. OK, I'll stop here.
Thank you.